Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. And greetings to any guests we have here today. Hello to those viewing on the website. My wife and I had the opportunity to serve at Camp Ketubic this year. Camp Ketubic is one of the teen camps, and it's the one that most of the teens from our local congregation attend each year because it's closer, just up in Belle Fountain, Ohio. My wife and I had the opportunity to work waterfront at the camp, and we were also asked to be dorm parents for one of the young girls' dorms. Dorm parents at camp are an additional set of help to the counselors. They show up at the dorms at night and just before the kids go to bed, and they talk to the campers. They give them some encouragement if they need encouragement. They answer questions. They ask them, how was your day today? What's your plans for tomorrow? And just talk to the kids to get to know them a little bit better. Generally, at this time, it's an opportunity for the campers to ask questions. Sometimes they ask questions about camp, about the church, about God, or just whatever's on their mind. And usually, we've had the pleasure of working with the younger girls' dorms, and the first couple of days are young, they're kind of shy to ask questions. But once the first girl asks a question, then the floodgates are open, and they just start asking questions after questions after questions. This year, one of the questions that one of the girls asked was, why the messages at church are mainly geared towards baptized members? Why are the messages at church mainly geared towards baptized members? The two counselors, my wife, myself, we kind of talked to the teens and explained to them what the purpose of the messages at church were. And they're not really just geared towards baptized members, but they're geared to everyone that's sitting in the audience. Since camp, I've been mulling around this question in my mind, like, why would they feel this way? So for my sermon at this morning, I want to state that this message is as much for the teens, young children, as it is for the adults that are in the room. We all need to understand that all the messages that are given during services are really meant for everyone, regardless of age. Whether you're a teenager at five, or younger kid at 5 years old, a teenager at 16, or you're 80, the messages are geared for everyone. The messages we hear at church are to help us have a closer relationship with God. The messages we hear at church are to help us to have a closer relationship with God. The title for my sermon at this morning is Ears to Hear. Ears to Hear. And comes from 8 verses located in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I'm not going to return to them, but I'm going to reference them. The wording comes in two different contexts. The first is, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. They're located, I'm just going to go real slow and let you write them down, but we're not going to turn to them again. Matthew 11, 15. Matthew 13, verse 9. Matthew 13, 43. The next one comes from Mark. Mark 4, verse 9, and the last two are in Luke. Luke 8, 8, and Luke 14, 35. The second time it's used, or in context, it says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. So the first time is, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Second time, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Which is used two times, Mark 4, 23, and Mark 7, 16. The context of the phrase is the same in all 8 times. In all 8 times, it is Christ who is saying it, whether he is telling a parable or explaining a parable. I'm not going to turn to these again, but I just want to kind of focus on these words. Has ears to hear, let him hear. Basically, Christ was saying, I have something of great importance to say, and you better listen. You better take heed to what I'm going to say. And again, it doesn't matter how old you are, 5, 16, or 80, these words that we hear each week in the services are meant for all of us. Granted, it is true that sometimes some of the messages are geared towards one group or another, more specifically depending on if there's an event going on, if there's like a teen Sabbath or something. But overall, all the messages are geared towards everyone from the standpoint we can all learn something from what is being said. We see in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Let's turn over to there and read 2 Timothy 3:16-17. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible this morning for these scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instructions, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living and conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action. And verse 17, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good works. We see that God has a hand in everything we read in the Bible. So when we read our Bible or hear the words of God preach correctly from the Bible, we are hearing the words of God that he meant for everyone to learn from. As I was working on the sermon, I was thinking about the question the teens asked at camp. I thought back to the messages I heard when I was a young kid. They all helped me to learn more about God and to have a closer relationship with him, even when I was 5 years old or 6 years old. When I was in grade school, I understood that Sabbath was important. I remember the holy days were important. The Ten Commandments were important. I learned that keeping Christmas or Easter was wrong. I understood this as a kid because I learned it as a kid. Granted, did I understand it to the level of detail that I do today? No, I learned it at the level God wanted me to learn it at that time. As we grow older, as we attend more services, we hear more sermons, we learn and get a greater, deeper understanding of God's word and learn how to apply it in our lives. So many times you may hear a message and you think, you know, that doesn't apply to me. And later on that week, something will happen and I'll trigger that what was you heard in that message into your life and go, oh, that's what he was talking about. Sometimes a message will not really apply to us until we experience something in life that we can associate it with. It's just how we're made. A lot of times we experience something and it takes root in our lives if we hear a message about that, where there's something that happened and we just can't connect to it. Learning about God is a never-ending process of learning. As it is stated in 2 Peter 3:18, we're all to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the purpose of the messages we hear each week. They are just not intended for a few, but for all who are willing to have ears to hear the messages and apply them in their lives. The messages are geared towards helping each and every one of us to have a closer relationship with God. If the message is about having a better marriage, having a good marriage helps us to have a closer relationship with God. Or maybe it's on how to be a servant in the local congregation. Or maybe the message is about joy, like we heard last week in the AM sermonette by Aaron Creech. They all lead us to help us to have a closer relationship with God and in turn with each other. That is what God wants us to have. He wants us to have a close, personal relationship with him. And it's based on the principles that we hear each week in the services. In preparing for the sermonette, I researched the word sermon and found that there are several different types of sermons that are used to teach the principles that are found in the Bible. Here are a few types. An expository sermon. A sermon that expounds and explains a text to the congregation. Liturgical sermon. A sermon that explains why certain things are done during a service, such as why we conduct the Passover the way we do. A biographical sermon. A sermon that traces a story of a particular biblical character through a number of parts of the Bible. You have a topical sermon. A sermon that is concerned with a particular subject of current concern. And then you have a narrative sermon. A sermon which tells a story, often a parable, or a series of stories to make a moral point. These are just a few of the different types of sermons. There were a lot more that I found on the internet when I was looking at different types of sermons. But these just give you an idea that there are different types of sermon that are given, depending on what the person who is speaking is trying to get across to the audience. He may use one of these different sermon types for his message, because one type does not always work with every single type. And granted, we all like different types of sermons. Some people like history. So if a person up here is speaking, gives a historic sermon. You may be more geared towards that, and sometimes you may be geared towards a different type of sermon. We all have our personal preference. But they all help us to learn about God, regardless of the type of message that's being given. If you take any message that you've heard, and you take it to the core of that message, it ends up being about God. It's about the nature of God, the love of God, the joy, the faithfulness, the plan of God, both past, present, and future. If you take any message you hear and you drill it down, it's about God and having a relationship with Him. And that's what we got to remember when we come to service and we hear a message. We have to ask ourselves, what does God want us to get out of this message? What do I need to learn from this and apply it in our lives? The Christian walk is a never-ending walk with God. It's a walk where we continue to learn more about Him and grow closer to Him each and every day, in each and every service and messages we hear. Teens, young children in the audience, God has given you ears to hear His words. This applies equally well to the adults in the room. The messages we hear each week, if they are being preached faithfully, and it has to be preached faithfully, are the words of God for instructions in righteousness to help us each have a closer relationship with Him. Earlier I referenced 2 Timothy 3:16. So now I want to look at 2 Timothy verses 14 and 15 that leads up to that and see how this applies to all of us here, and especially the young children and the teens in the audience. Verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. Paul was talking to Timothy here, but in the bigger picture he was talking to all of us. Do you notice that in verse 15 it says from childhood? It does not say from baptism, from adulthood, but from childhood is when we start learning the Scriptures and we start applying them in our lives. For what reason have you been taught for the Holy Scriptures from childhood? To make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. That is what we're here. To make us wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. The messages we hear each week are intended to help us to have a closer relationship with God. This is the same purpose regardless of age or our backgrounds. The end desire that God wants for all of us is to repent of our sins and become baptized into His family. This is the ultimate overall goal and the requirement to be part of God's family. Let's all remember each time that we sit in Sabbath service, listening to a message, watching a Bible study online, or even if we download a sermon and listen to it while we're driving a car, there is something in each and every one of those messages that helps us to learn how to have a closer relationship with God. As we sit here each week and we hear messages given to us, we need to make sure that we understand the purpose of them. If we're just sitting around listening to messages, not really listening to them, we're just wasting our time and not getting anything out of it. That's not why we come here. We come here to learn more about God. We're all here to learn how to have a closer relationship with God, which results in having a closer relationship with each other. It all starts with God and flows out from there.